Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 18th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Understanding the Times. And the scripture text is from 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. Men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I suppose you have to be in my generation to recognize that these are the first words to a popular song from the late 60s or early 70s. Well, something's always happening, but there's an intensity, it seems, a sense I have in my spirit of some type of significant threshold being reached. I want to understand the times and know what to do. Issachar was one of Jacob's sons, and his descendants later became a tribe which had amazingly maintained their distinct identity for some 800 years up to the time of David. This verse is found in a section of scripture chronicling David's soldiers. Two qualities marked these men of Issachar and the special contribution they made during the time they lived. They understood the times and knew what Israel should do. First of all, they understood the times. What a powerful statement. We are bombarded with information about the times in which we live. I can turn on the TV or sit down at my computer and instantly get an update on significant and insignificant news from anywhere in the world. But understanding the times is far more than this. It involves spiritual discernment. I find contemporary events interesting and often very disturbing, frightening, and even potentially despairing. But the fundamental focus on properly understanding the times is a steady, growing understanding of God and His Word.
The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure.
That's a passage Brooksine read from Isaiah 33. So first of all, they need to understand the times. Secondly, they knew what Israel should do. As a husband and father and minister of the gospel, I desire the leading of the Holy Spirit in my life. I need to know what to do in these times to keep my life, family, and ministry on the right track. Here's a lengthy portion I read this morning and feel compelled to place in the body of this devotional. Brooksine's going to read it today, but listen to these words carefully. Perhaps look them up later and read them yourself.
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
Amen, Brooksine. That powerful passage is in Romans 13, 11 through 14. Consider these qualities in your life today. Pray that the Lord will help you to understand the times and to know what to do in staying faithful and pressing on for Christ and His kingdom.
Lord Jesus, we who are children of the light do not live as those who walk in darkness. Instead, you have shown us right from wrong, truth from error, and you have given us discernment to test the spirits to see that which is from you and that which is from the evil one. Keep me spiritually grounded as I clothe myself daily with godly armor, both defensive and offensive weaponry. My struggle is not against flesh and blood, but rather the authorities from this world. Keep my soul untainted by the changing rhetoric and sliding standards from our decadent society as I stand against the spiritual forces of evil. May I walk in the conviction and power of the Holy Spirit today.
Amen. As Brooksine reads that prayer, I am blessed. She each morning edits my devotional, my thoughts that I've written earlier, and then adds the prayer in her own words. And we are so thankful for the many comments we receive of the blessing of her prayer. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share this ministry each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Here's a great quote I found related to today's message. Faith is the Christian's foundation. Hope is his anchor. Death is his harbor. Christ is his pilot. And heaven is his country. That's a man by the name of Jeremy Taylor, and he lived in the 1600s. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today I have a link to a song that I just came across that seems to relate so well to the message I share today. It's performed by a young couple that ministers for the Lord and call their ministry Living Proof Ministries. His name is Christian Walker. The name of the song is God is in Control. And my, it's not a song I'm really familiar with, but has a tremendous message. And may it give you renewed assurance that God is in control over all that concerns you. Also have up on the site today something that I've enjoyed doing that is always on our website that I don't normally refer to daily in the email post, but I enjoy taking photos, and the website usually has pictures of photos that I take, but some photos I like to add scripture to them and make them so that they can become a desktop or a background on your computer. Today I have one that I believe will bless you that way, and it can be found on the website today, the date Thursday, May 18th, if you're not listening to it today. We always have the current message on the website for that day, but of course tomorrow our intent will be to put a new message up. Or if you receive the email devotional, it'll be there as well. And you can easily make that into a desktop for your computer with a reminder of God's stability and faithfulness if you choose. Well, have a blessed day today. Let me once again share that scripture, but change it a bit. May God help each one of us to understand the times and to know what we should do. Stay faithful today.